It's KAYT, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Da 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 The Treasure Box Expo, the pop-up shop, outside event, happens Saturday, November 14th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 1017 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, directly across from the police complex. Vendor space is available until November 11th for all paparazzi consultants, authors, jewelers, artists, food vendors, and more. At 318-664-6936. The Treasure Box Expo will feature vendors such as Deloche Jewelry, Along Came Becky's Catering, Cutie Pie Jewelry by Sheree, Liplicious by Janiyah, Mimi's Art Galleria, Christy Armstrong's Paparazzi, and others. You'll be able to shop till you drop Saturday, November 14th at 10 a.m. The Treasure Box Expo will also feature author Sharisha Thomas and her latest book, The Busy Bumblebee. She'll have signings, autographs, and pictures available for all of the children. And there'll be a live radio remote broadcast. The Treasure Box Expo is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
Flat Tires got you feeling low? Well, Jay's Wheels and Tires, located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville, can help you get pumped back up and running on the road. They specialize in flat tires repaired, oil changes, new and used tires, name brand tires such as Goodyear, Michelin, Mastercraft, Cooper, and many more. They also have custom rims for all makes and models. Jay's Wheels and Tires is located 1511 Military Highway in Pineville. Hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. 318-319-7707. That's 318-319-7707. Jay's Wheels and Tires has just what you need. So don't let a flat tire keep you feeling down and out. Jay's Wheels and Tires can keep you going. Jay's Wheels and Tires is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Good morning, Jesus. How are you doing? Hope that you're feeling just fine, yeah. Good morning, Jesus. Oh, how I thank you for waking me up.
Say
just say,
yeah, yeah.
and tell the Lord yes. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more than I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Hey, hey.
Aren't you tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, paying extremely high interest rates on very small loans? Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Catrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. Your credit does matter. It is not an option. It is a priority.
Your Credit Matters is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Imagine a classroom with 20 young minds eager to learn, yet only 10 textbooks to serve. A lack of such resources would leave half of those students in the dark, and ultimately, it would leave them behind. That's just one reason why we urge you to complete the 2020 census. Get involved in making change year-round in your community. And also remember to register and vote in your local elections in the national election on November 3rd. The census determines billions in federal funding for our roads, social assistance programs, public transit, schools, and much more. For the sake of our children and for the underserved communities throughout our ever-growing region, let's make sure that this year the South counts. Register, vote, stay involved. You can visit census2020.gov.
KAYT and KQJO-FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Believe it. We've got Louisiana on lock.
I said, do me a favor. down to you. She got some lag, for the seas, grabbing from the galley to Miami, got the game on lock. One, two, step with the clown walk, mixed with the church flow, stomp three times, it's a rack, yup. Traditional, so unconventional, you know it's all fire. Shirley Caesar is a show crowd, please the bud, please don't get it twisted, cause she's holiness of hell. Never thought she linked with the Jesus freak. People talking trash, but I'm on my way to glory, oh well.
Talk about me just as much as you please, but the more that you try, I'm gonna sell CDs. Everybody's tripping on this track, cause it's so groundbreaking, then we take your church back to the streets. Start from the devil, take you to another level, till the ducks start flying and they pass church bands. You tell it lies, but I know the truth. We're up to the Grammys.
Tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, her home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior. Oh, he's a savior.
Savior, savior, savior.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedics was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said, let me look at the baby too. And the young boy said, why you want to look at these folk? Why you want to look at these folk? You know what she told him? Healer, healer, healer. That's what the old mother said.
Healer, healer, healer.
I wish y'all would help me say that up in here. Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Anybody know him as a healer? Come on.
Healer, healer, healer.
Why don't you wave your hand and say healer? A healer.
Healer, healer, healer.
What's the Lord's name?
Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, there was a big commotion over by the exit door. Folks was rushing over to the exit door to see what was going on. They was making a lot of noise, and somebody sent a note, and it said there were three tractor trailers out there with food, water, and medicine, and mother started to really cry now. She really lost it now. And then somebody else sent another note saying there were two more tractor trailers that just showed up with dry clothes and Pampers and all the other stuff that they needed. And mother just lost it. She just started boo-hooing all over the place. And the young boy walked up to mother and said, Mother, why are you crying now? You ought to be rejoicing. You ought to be shouting and rejoicing. Why are you crying now? She said, son, once again, you don't understand. You know what she told him? She lifted up her hand. She said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, y'all, help me here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Anybody want to tell him thank you? What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus.
He's a strong tower.
Jesus, Jesus.
He's a shelter in a time of storms.
Jesus, Jesus.
Be there when things go wrong, yeah.
Jesus, Jesus.
There's power in that name, yes it is.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repass accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Malachi Detailing Shop at 1100 Bolton Avenue in Alexandria, open 9:15 to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. It's a friendly, safe environment where prayer is a priority and your vehicle detailing needs are met at an affordable price. At Malachi Detailing Shop, pleasing you is their business. Malachi Detailing Shop, owned and operated by Eugene Stevenson at 1100 Bolton Avenue. 318-613-6715. That's 318-613-6715.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
Cut out all the lights, see the light. Gap pulled over, see the brights. What you doing on the street at night? Wonder if they gonna read your rights. 13th Amendment, three strikes. Made a left when I should've made a right. Told God last time on life. Told the devil that I'm going on a strike. Told the devil when I see him on sight. I've been working for you my whole life. Told the devil that I'm going on a strike. I've been working for you my whole life. Nothing worse than a hypocrite. Change, he ain't really different. He ain't even try to get permission. Asked for advice and they dissed him. Said I'm finna do a gospel album. What have you been hearing from the Christians? They'd be the first one to judge me. Make it feel like nobody loved me. They'd be the first one to judge me. Feeling like nobody loved me. Told people God was my mission. What have you been hearing from the Christians? They'd be the first one to judge me. Make it feel like nobody loved me. Make you feel alone in the dark, and you never see the light, man. You're never seeing home, man.